If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim. Dini al-Islami dini wal-Azam ghayru dini Muhammad illi hadini.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, welcome to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. Back to the program, Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio. We are going to talk about the family-related issues according to the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. But before that, let's take a listen to a short biography.
A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtada Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, we testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up to 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and he's teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that.
SubhanAllah.
Sheikh Jawid, we are talking about family-related issues according to Ayatollah Khamenei's fatwas. There are social norms in the society, and one is supposed to or is expected to observe those norms. For example, you have family members, you have relatives, and sometimes they expect you, in fact, to do a social thing or activity that whether you like it or not, whether it's, totally or purely Islamic or not, you are expected to do so. For example, for one thing, wedding. Wedding yeah. parties entail a lot of things, a lot of activities, one of which being dancing, for example. And it happens in lots of these parties, all right? And mm-hmm. not everybody's totally purely religious or strictly religious, all right?
Yes.
And is there any objection to attending, let's say, wedding parties, for whatever reason? Maybe it's a courtesy, all right, to the bride and groom or to your relatives, for example. So is it permissible to attend those parties if there is a possibility of even dancing in it?
Mm-hmm. Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. According to His Eminence, Grand Ayatollah Khamenei, there is no objection to attending wedding parties where dancing may be there and dancing may take place. Of course, there's a condition. It's necessary that it's not considered. One's going to the such parties is not considered as an act or as a manifestation of approval.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you go to such a place and you're going to mm-hmm. such wedding parties, it's considered an act of confirming or approving of the activities that are going there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not permissible.
Mm-hmm. You know, sanction it.
It shouldn't be deemed as such on yes. the on the part of the partaker, the mm-hmm. person who takes part.
Yes.
It should not be deemed as such, and of course, it shouldn't also lead to any kind of evil or any kind of evil consequences or wild consequences.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if you go to a wedding party and there is there is music being played or song being played. Or maybe there are people dancing there. You can sit at a corner,
mm-hmm.
and you can just ignore. You can just sit there without having to deliberately and willfully listen to the music. I know you will hear the song and the music, but hearing is different
mm-hmm.
from listening. So as long as you mm-hmm. do not listen
or focus
intentionally,
yes.
You're not to blame.
Mm-hmm.
The same is true with, for example, seeing some people or watching some people mm-hmm. dancing. You as a partaker must not be considered as an act of approval or confirmation of the activities that are being done by the people there.
Sheikh Jawid, there is a question quite related, but because of the shortage of time, let's take a short break and then we'll be back and I ask that question.
Sure.
Stay with us.
The followers of Ayatollah Khamenei can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khamenei's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. With me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Jawid, our guest speaker. We are talking about family-related issues, according to Ayatollah Khamenei. And before the break, I asked you, Sheikh Jawid, a question regarding attending wedding parties. And, you know, quite related to that issue, there is the, activities which are performed and carried out in such parties. Is it permissible to dance in one's own offspring's wedding party?
Well, it is not permissible to dance in such, places, you know, dancing, because you will be dancing there not for yourself, but you are dancing for other people, with women and men, watching you. And Grand Ayatollah Khamenei says that if it is of the haram type of dance, it is not permissible. Haram type of dance means dance which is accompanied by music, because the people cannot dance without there being music played. Okay.
Yes.
So it is the dances is automatically rendered into haram type. It becomes haram once haram music is played, and it causes the individual to dance. But okay, if it's a kind of a traditional, dance, just as we see somewhere in some parts of the Islamic Republic of Iran, let's say, and there's no music accompanied, so it's kind of folk dance. I'm not saying that Grand Ayatollah Khamenei does allow folk dance, but there are some types of dance which are not haram, if
it's part of the customs, you mean?
Yeah, it's kind of traditional. Of course, again, I cannot use the word traditional, because it may be very much misunderstood.
Yes,
and it's very much likely to be misunderstood. So, generally speaking, if it is a kind of haram dance accompanied by haram things, of course, Grand Ayatollah Khamenei does not allow it.
Mm. I see. Is that the dancing of the wife for her husband halal or haram, or the other way around?
That's a good question. Grand Ayatollah Khamenei says that if it is done without the commission of any haram act, there's no harm in it, there's no problem. So it is permissible for a man to dance for his wife and a woman to dance for her husband, generally speaking. And of course, this answer should not be misunderstood. Haram music should not be played, and haram stuff must not be involved.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If a woman wishes to dance for her husband, she can do so.
And people's customs is that, or in some countries, that, for example, not only does the wife actually dance for her husband, or the husband for his wife, sometimes it is so much so that they dance with their parents. For example, a sister with her dad, for example, father, or a boy, son, with his mom. Is that okay too?
It's not, again, I should say, it's not permissible.
Mm-hmm.
The only dance which is permissible, of course, in a gathering of, let's say, two people,
right,
is the dance of a man for his wife and a woman for her husband.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay, thank you very much, Sheikh Javid, for your nice contribution to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio, and you shed some light on some of these, questions related to family issues, according to Ayatollah Khamenei. And we ask you for your prayer for the crew here, Sheikh Javid and me, and the producer. Thank you very much for listening to us. We leave you in Allah's care, and pray for us, please. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
رحمن رحيم منان كريم سلام عليم ملجا إله إلا هو غفار جميل وهاب لطيف تواب سميع مجيب.
الظاهر والباطن ولا إله إلا